big game against the Eagles. He kind of emerged against the Eagles in that game. Has his performance over the course of the season been a revelation to you?
Yeah, he's been a great benefit to our offense. You know, being an undrafted rookie, we certainly weren't counting on him at the start of the season, but he's done a great job. He's run hard. He's been consistent, and he's really provided a spark to our offense. So we're fortunate to have gotten such great production from him, and we're excited about, you know, what he can bring to us going forward.
Kirk, you've had two big games in Philly these past 2 years. This has been a tough place for some other quarterbacks to play. What's your secret?
I don't have one. Just every game is its own entity, and you never know what the next one will bring. So it's always been a challenging environment to play in, and none of those yards or you know, completions ever felt easy. So this week will be no different.
How much fun is it as a quarterback to have a receiver like DeSean Jackson who can really open up and separate downfield?
Yeah, and he can always be in the mind of the defense, even if he's not getting the football, because you have to account for a player who can be so dynamic and make a play that can change the course of the game at any moment. So it's a weapon that we try to use as best we can, you know, fortunately, we have several other receivers that we can use as well, and DeSean can help in that regard, getting other guys open too. So Sean McVay does a really good job of getting everybody involved, and I'm fortunate to get to play with a guy like DeSean.
Can you keep his frustration level under control when he doesn't see the ball, or has he matured in that way?
I think DeSean's always, you know, been a mature player in the sense that he understands that ultimately it's about winning football games, and he has every right to you know, voice his concern if we're not winning, because he knows that when he gets the football, good things happen. And that's what I respect about him, is his competitiveness and his desire to win and his hunger to win, and knowing that good things happen when we get in the football. So, you know, I'll never discourage that from him. And in fact, I'll always go over and visit with him and want to hear if he was open, if he should have gotten the football. You know, he does a good job, you know, keeping me aware so that, you know, we are able to come out with wins whenever possible.
Do you notice any difference in him off the field from when he first got there to now?
I think, you know, he's always been a guy who, you know, knows how to win. I mean, he had had success in Philly and been to playoff games and played with a lot of great players. So, you know, he was a guy that I think it was good to have a player like that in our locker room, because in a couple of years ago we had a pretty young team, or at least at a lot of key positions, and it was nice to have a guy like him who had won a lot and been a part of some really good teams.
There's four games left in the season. Does the sense of urgency at this point increase now as opposed to, you know, maybe earlier in the season?
There's always a sense of urgency because, you know, week one, week two, week three, that those games count the same as week 14, 15, 16. So, you know, we understand it's the picture is shaped up a little more now, but there was always a sense of urgency from day one of training camp until the last day of the season.
Hey, Kirk, you guys have lost two or three games when Jordan Reed's not in the lineup. What's the value when he's out there, and what does he bring to you guys?
He's just a talented player. You know, he's one of our best football players, and he's just another guy that's tough to cover in the pass game and can also help us in the run game. And you know, you want dynamic players like that on the field, and the more you have, the better off you are.
Hey Kirk, you've seen the NFC East in some lean years. How's it different this year for you?
Well, you know, I feel like the NFC East has always been, you know, challenging, and it's good football teams, it's great fan bases. You know, if the records may not always be 12-4, but it's still challenging football, and you know, it ebbs and flows from year to year. All these games are close, and I think last year, you know, the Eagles, I don't know what their final record was, but they're right there around 500. So I know it wasn't the year they wanted, but it's not like they went 3-13. I mean, they were still a very good football team, and you know, were tough to beat. So it's a historic division, you know, a division with big markets, big fan bases, a big following, and it's an honor to be able to play in it, and gives you a great opportunity to, you know, to show what you're capable of.
You guys have lost two straight. The Eagles have lost three straight. I mean, do you kind of see this game in a way kind of as a make or break for you guys?
I think all games, you know, feel like that. They're all important, and they all count one. And going on the road against a team that's played very, very well at home this year, we understand the challenge that awaits us. And, you know, it's going to take a really good effort from all phases of the game. And, you know, we can't afford to make many mistakes if we want to come out with a win.